From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from the NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, stuff people like. I'm Allison Stewart.
I like you.
I like you too.
I'm Rachel Martin. It's Thursday, April 10th, 2008. And so, Allie, everyone knows about the whole stuff white people like phenomenon.
This website.
Can call it that. This website. Well, that's like totally February of 2008.
That is 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so 5 minutes ago. Now it's all about stuff that people like. This is the new thing.
It's so funny. All these websites have popped up about stuff Asian people like, stuff educated black people like, stuff nobody likes.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you know that the original stuff that white people like has officially jumped the shark. I knew that when I was in my neighborhood and I walked in front of a grocery store and saw a hapless TV reporter kind of stalking black shoppers at the Whole Foods to ask them, hey, so what do you think white people like? It was the most awkward. I was just
awkward.
Like, I thought two things. First, I'm really glad I don't have your job. And second, yikes.
Yikes. So we're going to talk to actually two people who have come up with their own stuff people like websites, and they're pretty funny.
Indeed. Also, coming up on today's show, all three presidential candidates have declined to take a questionnaire by Project Vote Smart. It's called the Political Courage Test, but only one candidate is getting into some trouble over it. John McCain, right?
Yeah, because he sits on the board of Project Vote Smart. And now they're saying, you know what? If you're not going to take this, we might have to remove you from the board. They've done it to other politicians who have declined to actually participate in this. We'll talk to somebody from Project Vote Smart. Also, a review of the most popular book in America, and a new film profiles Palestinian hip-hop. Rachel spoke with the director. We'll also get today's headlines in just a minute. But first,
airline passengers, you are now free to go back to Sbarro in Terminal 1 and settle in for a while.
An absolute disaster. I understand there's a four-hour wait just to get to the ticket counter. Shoot me now.
That's Mary Rickert, who would have been a passenger on American Airlines if it hadn't canceled 1,000 flights yesterday to conduct safety inspections. It doesn't look much better for the country's largest carrier today either, as about 900 more flights will not be taking off.
Now, the semi-shutdown started on Tuesday when federal regulators warned American that nearly half its planes could violate a safety requirement for wires to be properly bundled. Those wires rubbed together, it could cause an electrical short or even a fire. American says that passenger safety has not been compromised.
The three-day cancellation total for American? More than 2,400 flights grounded, affecting about 100,000 passengers. Hardest hit were American hubs in Dallas and Chicago, where passenger Wayne Wishnew was not appeased by apologies or food vouchers.
American Airlines doesn't seem to really care. They stick you in long lines. Their phone lines are busy. So they may have lost a customer today.
Now, we all know what you're thinking. Didn't a whole mess of flights get canceled about 2 weeks ago for the same problem? Yes, but apparently American didn't get the wire bundling quite right the first time. Here's Roger Frizell, Vice President of Corporate Communications for American.
We took the wires, we sheathed the wires, we bundled the wires, we put connectors on the wires to make sure that there is no sparking. All that had been completed, but to the exact specification, they felt like we hadn't completed. As an example, they felt like the connectors needed to be an inch apart. That's part of the directive. We had, in some cases, an inch and a quarter or an inch and a half.
Now, the FAA's increased scrutiny comes on the heels of congressional testimony last week in which Federal Aviation Administration safety inspectors accused their bosses of cozying up to the airlines and ignoring safety concerns. Again, here's stranded passenger Wayne Wishnew.
They should have been doing this maintenance all along, a few at a time, instead of creating this havoc at the airport. I mean, it's nuts.
American warns that cancellations could continue for another couple of days. So if you're traveling, check your flight status before going to the airport.
You can keep up to speed on this story all day and anytime by going to npr.org. Now let's get to some more of today's headlines.